Hi there. The word for you today is on living without regret. In Acts 20:24, Paul writes that I may finish my race with joy. Imagine your life is over and you're standing in front of a big DVD player. God inserts a disc with your name on it labeled What Might Have Been. It details everything he wanted to accomplish through you, how he wanted to bless you financially, but you were afraid to sow into his kingdom and be generous with others. How he wanted to use your gifts, but you lacked the discipline to develop them and the courage to use them. How he gave you great relationships, but you weren't truthful and loving enough to maintain them. How he longed to reproduce in you the character of Christ, but you refused to deal with your sin, resist temptation, and pursue spiritual growth. The poet said, of all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, it might have been. But there's a bright side. As long as you're still breathing, you can close the gap between what is and what can be. So stop and ask yourself, what can I do now to live without regrets later? Well, here's what. Start renewing your mind each day with God's word instead of filling it with junk. Use your talents and your treasures to build his kingdom instead of your own. If you do, you'll discover 2 Corinthians 9:10, what Paul said, that God gives seed to the sower. You want God to give you seed? Become a sower. The more seed you sow, the more God will give you. And how about making time to disciple somebody? That way your legacy will be greater than your lifespan. Look, it's not too late to become the person you might have been if you're willing to start today.